Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. As summer starts to ebb and fall waits around the corner, there are still some wonderful weeks to spend at camp. And while you're there, you most definitely are going to need to eat. Here to give us some tips on how to make the most out of eating at camp is Sally Pollack. She writes for the Savorivore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, nice to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
You consulted a rather interesting group to learn about making good grub at camp. Who are they?
I ran into some people who have a weekly tradition in the summer in which every Wednesday night they ride on something called spider bombardiers around Vermont or into the Adirondacks across to New Hampshire looking for food. Really, it's the bike ride that I think they like a lot, but it's a social gathering of men who grew up together in Barrie, have known each other since they were kids, and they ride their motorcycles, which look brand new. I learned what salt and other winter hazards do to vehicles by looking at only seasonal ones, and they ride around and stop and eat. And I ran into them at a steak feed at Joe's Pond.
Well, before we get to Joe's Pond, where are some of the places they've visited in their weekly rides?
They've been doing this for 11 years, so they've gone pretty much a lot of places. They've gone to Mr. Ups in Middlebury, A&W in Middlebury, the Littleton Inn in Littleton, New Hampshire, the East Side in Newport, which is on Lake Memphremagog. And they've gone to the Adirondacks and gotten back, 2:33 in the morning. And that was probably – they're gotten back closer to breakfast time than supper time. And they've started this mini tradition within that of stopping at a friend's camp at Joe's Pond.
All right. So let's go to Joe's Pond in Danville. Describe the scene there.
So Joe's Pond is actually, I learned, on a pontoon ride there. It consists of three ponds or lakes that are connected. And there's little camps dotting the whole spread of water. And you can see some of it from Route 2 as you drive on Route 2. But along the edge of the lake are all these neat little camps. And I just pulled over one day looking to see what people eat at camp. And I came upon a lot of nice food and a lot of very nice people. And I knocked on the door of a man who turned out to be the postmaster of Barrie. And he welcomed me. And as he said, he was having just one of the refreshments of the day. It was a day off. And that was Long Trail and watermelon. And from there, I ran into a lot of Joe's Pond campers, including this man's grandson who just turned 4, and this adorable little boy named Max described catching a trout, and that was one of the recent meals they had had, and his father grilled it. As they said, they kept it simple, just grilled trout with salt, pepper, lemon, and butter.
Nice. But I like that you just ride around, knock on doors looking for stories.
Fun job.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing eating at camp. Sally, what did they serve when you went to Joe's Pond?
So when I just sort of crashed Joe's Pond, I learned that there was going to be a steak feed a few nights later, and I guess you could say crashed that as well. In fact, I broke the gender barrier. This is a no wives invited, men only biker fest. And everyone carried on the back of these bikes, which are three-wheeled motorcycles, and they're pretty fancy, sort of plush fast machines with room to carry food behind the driver. And one guy showed up with 11 steaks. He's a butcher in Barrie that he had cut against the grain, he told me. Another man brought this beautiful baking dish of potatoes his wife had made. And what I loved about these, beside their taste, was they were beautifully sliced, not all the way through. So the potatoes were almost like a little boat or capsule. And they were seasoned, and there was cheese on them and Italian dressing. And there was corn roasted in a fire pit and salad and a long sort of lead up to the meal of chips and beer and boat rides and motorcycle rides.
So what tips did you learn about eating at camp?
Well, I learned in general that people like to spend a lot of time outside, prolong the day outside. So one woman who has a camp there with her family said, keep it simple. We keep it simple. And they like to grill. They like to eat outside. Her husband owns 4 Subway shops in central Vermont. They don't eat hoagies or subs there, as they're called here. They're more likely, they do have kind of fancy little sandwiches they make on ciabatta from the St. Johnsbury. People shop at the St. Johnsbury Farmers Market, so they eat fresh vegetables. They put a nice mustard and some cracked pepper on it. And this camp, they have sort of a favorite camp meal, which they call Mexican corn. And they make it by partially boiling the corn and then grilling or putting it in a fire and spreading butter, mayonnaise, or and smoked paprika on it.
Mm.
So there are sort of traditional meals that are served there. The Barry postmaster, Phil Halpin, has a July 4th seafood boil. And he said he's had a couple hundred people there. And over 100 is pretty regular. And they just lay out newspaper and put crab legs, shrimp, mussels, corn on the cob, potato salad. And it's a big gathering. And, of course, the setting is really what makes these meals special. I did learn another tip that somewhat surprised me, and that is you can be pretty loose with how you start your fire. Someone showed up with a load of wood in a tractor, and a little motor oil was used to get the fire going. So everybody might not want motor oil on their cookout, but, you know, for those who do, it's an option.
So you mentioned kind of annual traditions, cookouts that have become annual traditions. Any others that you learned about?
Making pizzas on an outside fire. One kid I ran into who just graduated from St. Johnsbury Academy said he likes to do that. And he grills the dough right on a campfire, sauce, anything he wants on it. And, of course, he said s'mores, of course. And he really summed it up. And he just said, you know, it's better than sitting at a table. He said just the outside air, you know, makes eating, just brings a different feel to it.
All right, let's head to camp. Sally Pollack writes for the Save a Voice section of the Burlington Free Press. Thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.